All right, Justin. All right, time is money. Justin Barcia, another good ride in these kind of conditions, like Indy a little bit, coming up. You got to be stoked. You rode really well.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm happy for sure. Just better start would put me in a little better position, but all speed's really good. Bike's really good. And, yeah, I'm having fun, so that's a good combo.
I feel like we were talking about why you were successful at Indy, and it was because we were thinking, like, it was so gnarly that maybe you had to calm down a little bit.
Yep.
And is it kind of the same thing for tonight where you're like, you couldn't push it because you know you're going to end up on the ground, or is it a different situation than Indy?
A little bit different situation than Indy, I feel like. Man, the boys were going flying in practice, so I had to really, you know, push it hard. I think I've just honed my skills a little bit this season and kind of am coming to my own with the bike and just really comfortable. So, but yes, I'm really good at this kind of conditions, but I've also been pretty good at hard pack lately as well. So I just think my riding's coming around, and yeah, I got my whole program's good.
We were talking about the new bike, and last year there was a lot of talks about the new bikes, and you weren't on it, and now you're on it. Do you see any things that are different with the new chassis from, you know, that these guys last year were talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if a lot has changed from, like, last year to this year with the bike, to be honest with you. But I do know, you know, the frame is still the same. The frame hasn't changed. Maybe some engine packages and things like that. But the bike is very forgiving. It's easy to tune. And, like, four or five races ago, we found a good setting, and we've been just clicking around here and there, and the bike is honestly I haven't felt this comfortable in a really long time, so I'm enjoying it for sure. I can throw it around, flick it around. Yeah. It's flickable, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the bike's just nimble and good.
You made a Yamaha that was pretty fat, pretty flickable too, so I think that's just you.
Yeah, I let the bikes kind of dance in between my legs a little bit for sure, but no, this bike is it's good. I'm enjoying it.
I gotta rewatch it, but I think, did you switch? So Tomac was making a blitz line, and the whoops work really well. Did you switch to that? Looked like you saw that. I don't know. Or were you always doing it?
So I pretty much skimmed all day. I didn't really jump in qualifying or practice. And then in the main event, I kind of followed for a while. And then finally, I broke out of it and skimmed the whoops majority.
Was that from Tomac? Or
no, that was just me knowing I can skim better than jump. So sure. It just took me a little too long to do that. I should have did it sooner, but I honestly never saw Eli do it, so because he was a bit in front of me.
When you watch back, you'll see he just all of a sudden started doing it, and
it
was great.
I did the same thing, but just a little later probably and a little further back.
So last question, confirm or deny, I was at dinner last night with a guy named Phil who used to be your teammate. He told me that we were talking about bicycles.
Yeah,
he told me that you have 60 bicycles.
I mean, no, but okay. I like bicycles a lot.
No, he said that, but
yeah, I have a lot of bicycles for sure. Yeah,
60?
No, that would be cool. Over the years I've gotten rid of a lot and kind of tried to downsize, and I'm always thinking
you love bicycles. We know
I'm secretly selling my track. I'm not advertising it, so I'm trying to like downsize. But yes, I have a really good relationship with Trim, Zip Wheels. They're similar brand, and then Cannondale. So I have a massive partnership with those guys. So we're always building bikes and doing fun stuff. And bicycles are definitely one of my massive passions, and I enjoy it. And when I retire, I would like to, you know, live in England a little and race some bicycles.
You have, you know, you Scott deal and you have Specialized deal. So this is what Phil was talking about.
We were meatheads, me and Phil and the boys at JGR. We would send it on bicycles and miss those days. Some good memories for sure.
But I'll tell him not 60 bicycles.
Not 60, but you know, a lot.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks.